Welcome to the Birthwell Podcast. We are your hosts, Nadia and Laura, and we are a certified pelvic floor physiotherapist and birth coaches. This podcast celebrates you, your strength, resilience, and highlights the transformation of women on their journey through pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum. We are thrilled to be your guides on all things related to women's health, childbirth, and the incredible journey of motherhood. In each episode, we'll delve into insightful conversations with experts, mothers, and thought leaders who are passionate about empowering women to make informed choices and embrace their strength. From birth stories to expert advice, we're here to inspire, inform, and create a supportive community for all mothers. So whether you're an expectant mom, a new mother, or simply curious about the journey of birth, you're in the right place. Get ready for the Birthwell Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Birthwell Podcast. My name is Laura, and I'm here with my lovely co-host and co-founder, Nadia, and we are so excited to welcome you on this journey of the Birthwell Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in. We are pelvic health physiotherapists and coaches with a combined experience of 12 years in both practice and education, specializing in pre- and postnatal health.
And we wanted to start off by sharing a little bit about why we started Birthwell, kind of what brought us here, how we went from coworkers to business partners, what products and services we have to offer, and then what you can expect from the Birthwell Podcast. So we're going to jump right in, I guess, maybe starting off with why we started this business. So for those of you who don't know, Nadia and I have worked together for 5 going on 6 years. So we, as Nadia said, are both pelvic health physiotherapists, and we worked at the same clinic. And whenever we weren't with patients, we were just like sitting in each other's offices.
Just chit-chatting,
having lunch, kind of like talking about, you know, maybe different cases or things that we'd seen. And I feel like one common thread that came up for us like over and over again was just the lack of support for birth prep, preparing for labor and delivery, pre and postnatal care, pregnancy. Like it just felt like people had so many questions that the time was not being given by other providers on their care team for them to have the space to ask.
Yeah. And I think that was probably something that kicked off like a really great friendship. But then also we just realized that we had all these things in common in terms of like how we practice and how we educate our patients. And I think that was the most important thing, that we knew that we were on the same page, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. And it also helped to have somebody in office who was like, okay, we can go and chit chat about this case or like what we can do to help a specific patient. So yeah. And then it kind of just brought us into, hey, how do we kind of expand this a little bit and try to educate more and more women about how to birth and how to take care of their bodies postpartum. So I think that's kind of the catalyst. It just started in our office and then it kind of just expanded. And then we decided to do this online course and try to work on that together and figure out the best way to just get that knowledge out there. And I think there's a lot of information out there. It's almost like overwhelming on social media and like what we see and stuff. And so I think coming from pelvic health physios and like we're in contact with those patients every day, we have that experience with them. So it just felt right to start this online course to see like if we can help expand that mission and just kind of like help more people, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like what you said about the information being overwhelming is so true. And like for people who don't really know the process of becoming a pelvic floor physio, so Nadia and I are both physiotherapists. In Canada, that's a master's degree. And then you have to go on and specialize in pelvic health. But there's no course in pelvic health about teaching physios really about like any type of birth prep, labor and delivery, anything like that. So any information that we learned was from like talking to each other and listening to podcasts and, you know, researching things that maybe popped up on Instagram, like courses kind of here and there. But I feel like everything we learned about birth prep was like our own blood, sweat, and tears over the course of like a couple of years of trying to figure out like how can we give people practical skills and distill down the information that they're seeing on social media. And even as like a healthcare provider, I felt like that space was really overwhelming. And we like have more of an understanding of, you know, the anatomy and physiology of birth and stuff than the average person. So yeah, I think that's also kind of what started it for us, was just kind of seeing, like, even for ourselves, it was overwhelming. And we had to put so much work into learning information because there wasn't like a course that we could learn it from. And so how would we expect women to be able to find that information if it was like even hard for us? And that also, I think, kind of like encouraged us to create a course so all that information was in one place for people.
Yeah. And I agree, like there isn't very many courses out there. I think we would get like bits and pieces from courses and then things that we would hear on podcasts or like even some of the accounts that we follow on social media, like, you know, you get tips and things from that. And then you just try to apply it from the knowledge that you already have as a physiotherapist and as a pelvic floor physiotherapist. So I think doing a lot of trial and error was really kind of important too, just checking it out with our patients and just seeing how they liked it. But the other thing too is like mentoring in this field is not very common. So it's like hard to find like a mentor as well. So yeah, pretty much we were just kind of like winging it and just trying to figure out what works for our patients, what doesn't. So yeah.
And the cool thing about being physios, I feel like, is we have the benefit of, you follow someone for a long time after delivery typically. Like you typically, like a midwife or an OB, you really only see someone in the acute, like first 6 weeks. And so unless they have like a pretty significant problem, so you're not always seeing how things maybe pop up further down the line once people have had time to process their birth or once that acute healing is done and more kind of things come to the surface, or how long it actually takes to, you know, physically recover from an episiotomy or something like that. So we kind of have the ability to see that more longer term impact as physios. And I think that definitely lended itself into some of the trial and error to see, like, in the first couple of months, did things come up that ended up helping in the birth that maybe wasn't obvious within those first 6 weeks and kind of came out around like 3, 4, 5 months. So that's another, I think, piece that really helped us develop this course, was just having all that time of letting patients try things and seeing, like, following them long term enough to see, like, did that actually work?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think too, like, just to kind of talk off the point of, like, we do see patients more long term postpartum. There's so many changes from like after the first 6 weeks to like 3 months later, 4 months later, and just the changes in the actual patient themselves. So like, imagine not having that guidance at all and not having that support at all, which is, to me, like, that just doesn't make any sense at all, just because the first 6 weeks you have so much going on. Like, you're trying to figure out this new baby in your life. And then you're also trying to figure out what's happening to your own body. And then to just have like that one appointment, or if you're with a midwife, you're having more than one appointment, which is great. But we're actually making quite a bit of an impact because we're with our patients more long-term. And I think that's important to realize as well. And I mean, our first course that we came out with, we have like the first 6 weeks postpartum, because I think there's a lot of confusion about like, what do I do? What's helpful, or what's going to be best during that time for like your healing, your pelvic floor, your core. And I think a lot of women just err on the side of caution. So they just like, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
And so in our course and what we developed, we really tried to emphasize that you can actually do something in that first 6 weeks, and you can work on your pelvic floor, you can work on your core. And even if it's just like starting off with deep breathing and then kind of getting into more of like the pelvic floor stuff, it's totally safe to do. And I think there is information out there that says that, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, it's like, well, what can you do? Right. So I think the way that we incorporated it into our course was like just the most important pieces that you need to know for those first 6 weeks. So yeah.
Yeah. And then I think the other thing too, that we see a lot of repercussions of beyond the 6 week mark, is like how hard people have to push, you know, what position they're pushing in. Like, I just had a patient who came in this week who I didn't see prenatally. So this is my first time meeting her, and she's like, I think 12 weeks postpartum, and she was able to push in sideline, which is amazing, but she had to push bearing down, was pushing really hard, which was what was being coached to her in the hospital. And now she's having a little bit of kind of symptoms of a prolapse and leaking with high intensity exercise. And it's hard to say like chicken and egg, obviously, because you don't have a comparison, but I see lots of patients that I see before birth who have no leaking, you know, no issues. They end up in a situation during birth where they have to push really, really hard. And then, you know, at 3, 4, 5 months, when they want to get back into high intensity exercise, they're leaking. And that's not something that's going to be identifiable at the 6 week mark. And if they had had the opportunity to push a little bit differently, push in a different position, use some different breathing techniques, have a better connection to their core so they didn't have to bear down as much into their pelvic floor, would they be leaking at 3, 4, 5 months? We see lots of patients that are able to do that and then postpartum have no issues. So I think that was also like a big kind of driver for developing the course, is like that information isn't really being taught to them anywhere. And, you know, regardless of what we think, like, yes, there are always going to be scenarios in birth where sometimes you need to be on your back bearing down to get the baby out. But there's also other scenarios where you don't necessarily, you know, have to, if things are progressing well and you are good at, you have the understanding of your alternative options. And it does make a difference what is happening during the pushing phase, what's happening during labor. It does make a difference to postpartum recovery. And I wish that's something that people kind of understood. And I think that was the other thing that kind of prompted us to create Birthwell, is we were just seeing so many like long-term consequences that you can't always see in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know about you, but I have patients who are like in their 50s, 60s, and they're like, I wish I knew about what you were doing like that way when I was having kids, or even just like the education of what pelvic floor physiotherapy is, because I think we practice probably differently than a lot of pelvic floor physiotherapists. Like, maybe that's just a blanket statement, but but I think we do practice in a way that is functional. And if we have patients who are pregnant, like, okay, let's practice different positions that you're going to be in potentially. Let's practice how to push and how you're breathing when you're pushing. What's the difference between breathing when you're pushing versus when you're crowning? Like, all of that type of education is not specifically out there. Like, it's kind of out there, but you really have to go and search for it. And I feel like with our Birthwell course, like, we kind of bring it down a little bit and just like condense it and simplify it so that it's not so overwhelming, for one. And then also it's just kind of like attainable. Like, you feel confident doing it and just practicing, right? Like doing and practicing those positions, practicing that type of breathing at home. Like, when you're doing your stretches or when you're doing your pelvic exercises, you're kind of practicing the breathing that you would when you're giving birth or when you're crowning. Like, those are important things to kind of hit home. And that's exactly what we do in our course.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons that we both felt that having a course was important is because I would say, and I think you would agree, that 90% of birth prep is having the education and learning how to advocate for yourself, so that you know, like, having the education to understand like what your options are or what the stages of labor are and what you can be doing in each stage to help facilitate baby moving down the birth canal, and what different positions are open to you potentially to push in, and what different medical interventions are and different breathing techniques for pushing, and how your partner can help support you. Like, there is some physical prep in terms of doing perineal stretching. You want to have good mobility kind of in your rib cage, hips, things like that. But I think what we both saw is a lot of one-on-one time that we spent with people doing birth prep was education based. And so why not take all that information and distill it down into a course that's a lot easier to digest, way less overwhelming, and that you can have the same outcomes if you don't come to one-on-one physio from doing the course as you could doing physio. So,
yeah. And one of the other things, like, with advocating and going back to that, like, it is so important. And we usually bring in partners to one of the pelvic floor sessions, and we kind of talk about how to advocate for your partner. So I feel like the course includes like a partner section, which is awesome, because then we have that chance to kind of discuss like, okay, you know, it's not only the birther who's having that education on what are the interventions, but it's also the partner that needs to be aware of what's going on and kind of in it. And so I like that part of our course as well, because it just expands, like, it takes that little time that we have in person in our in clinic with the partner, and then kind of gives them that education through our course and like expands on it a little bit more, which I really love. I love that part. And then just how to support your partner physically, how to support your partner mentally. And we know all the benefits and the science behind the benefits of doing that. So it kind of just to reiterate it and expand on it is really important as well.
Absolutely. I think the partner week is my favorite week. It's always my favorite session when partners come. So I think we both always encourage partners to come. So it just felt right to have a week in our course that was also dedicated to partners, because, you know, sometimes they're the ones that like have a clearer view of what's going on because mom is laboring and in pain and hormones and, you know, like a lot of women feel a bit foggy afterwards where what their partner's seeing is like super clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about our course, so maybe we should tell people what the course actually is. So right now, Birthwell is a birth prep course. That's what we do. That's how we help people. So do you want to maybe break down sort of the structure of the course and talk about why we broke it down that way?
Yeah, for sure. So the birth course, it's virtual, so it's online only. And right now we have about 6 modules, and then we have some bonus modules as well that are included in there. And so the first module just basically is kind of an introduction to how to breathe and just more of the foundations. So how to breathe, how to activate and relax your pelvic floor, because relaxation is just as important as activating your pelvic floor. And then we also talk about activating your deep core and how to kind of progress those exercises, because you can activate your pelvic or your core still during pregnancy. It's still important to work on your core during pregnancy. Anybody that tells you otherwise is wrong. And then module 2, we kind of discuss the different pregnancy conditions. So we go over a lot of the common ones. So low back pain, sacroiliac joint pain, pubic symphysis pain. What are some other ones? Leakage. We go over incontinence.
Constipation.
So a lot of those kind of common conditions. And then we have a bonus module with or the other kind of conditions. So sciatic pain. We also have carpal tunnel in there as well. And then just some exercises and treatment options for you, just so that you're not in agony the entire time during your pregnancy. And then module 3 is laboring. So we go over the different stages of labor. We go over the different positions, how to breathe during labor, early signs of labor as well. So that's all of module 3. Module 4 is pushing. So we go over how to push and go step by step and kind of the different ways of breathing when pushing, breathing when crowning, and the different positions that you are able to get into, whether you're with an epidural, without an epidural. So we kind of discuss all of that. And then module 5 is the partner section, which is our favorite. So basically we encourage partners to join in on the session, and we go over just ways to support the birther and how to help with some of the pain relief techniques, how to encourage them without just saying, just relax. Mm-hmm. So just different way things to kind of look out for, like making sure that jaw is loose and that they're breathing, all of that. So we go into great detail with partners and how to support the birther the correct way. And then module 6 is our postpartum module. So it's the first 6 weeks postpartum. And so that includes like medical red flags. So what to expect postpartum, anything to look out for, what your appointments might look like with an OB versus a midwife. We kind of discuss that a little bit. And then the exercises that you should be doing the first 6 weeks postpartum. And just a little disclaimer, obviously you are in the throes of becoming a new mom. It's going to be hard to do all the exercises and do all the things and still try to take care of a little human or trying to learn how to take care of a little human. So there isn't any pressure. We do give like a week by week breakdown on what exercises are expected, but it's not like you have to go off of that. Just wherever you kind of are, how your body's feeling, just start with the earlier exercises, like week 1 exercises, and then kind of go from there. We do also discuss cesarean births. So the difference in healing between having a C-section versus vaginal, because it is different for sure. So we go into great detail about that as well. And just some of the exercises for a cesarean versus vaginal birth is a little bit different. So we kind of reiterate that too. And then there's some extra, like we have a hospital bag checklist. We've got like a perinatal mental health checklist. And then we also have a birth plan included in that too, which is great.
Yeah. So we've designed the course really intentionally to be something that could take you from 6 weeks pregnant. So first, when you first find out you're pregnant, all the way to 6 weeks postpartum. So like Nadia mentioned, the first module, obviously that core pelvic floor stuff is really important to start as early as possible. And then managing your pregnancy and being active and managing some of those pregnancy conditions is super important. And then prepping for labor, we normally start around 32 weeks. And so yeah, we've designed the course to kind of like carry you through that whole pregnancy journey. And it does come with a course book. So you can pack that in your hospital bag and use that for reference. And yeah, we really wanted this Birthwell space to feel empowering and educational for people. And so I guess that leads us into a little bit of why we started the podcast, because we're super passionate about sharing education and information, if that hasn't come across already. And we just really want people to feel super empowered and understand how they can support themselves in their pregnancy journey, in their labor and delivery journey, and in their postpartum journey. And that's really what Birthwell is all about. It's the physical preparation, it's the feeling supported, it's the holistic approach to birth that we really want to encapsulate with Birthwell. And so we felt like there was no better fit than to start a podcast so that we could continue to have a longer form space to share some of that information with you all. So basically what you can expect from the podcast is we're going to share various topics on conception, pregnancy, postpartum, feeding journeys, anything that's related to pelvic health, pregnancy, birth, you name it, it'll be on this podcast. That's kind of our goal, is to have a space to continue to share that education and information. And we will have expert insights, personal stories, anecdotes from our patients, practical tips, anything that you feel like you need to incorporate on your health journey, you'll be able to find it here.
Hey.
Yay.
That's what I have to say about that. No, yeah. So we're super excited to work on this together and just give you all the opportunity to learn about all the nitty gritty about pregnancy, postpartum, especially postpartum. I feel like things don't really get talked about too often. So this is the podcast where we kind of share all that information. Nothing's off the table. So There's never TMI. It's just, we want to make sure that you're getting all the information, the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, whatever. So yeah, we're super excited.
So if there's anything that you would like to see on the podcast, feel free to send us an email. You can find our contact information in the show notes, or you can reach out to us on Instagram, and make sure you follow us on Instagram at birthwell.inc so you can be notified when the next podcast episode goes live. And thank you so much for tuning in and being part of this journey with us. Here's to birthing smarter and not harder.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Birthwell podcast. We hope this conversation has left you feeling inspired and empowered on your journey through pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to us, and it helps us reach more women who are on their own journey through motherhood. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at birthwell.inc, and we'll see you at the next one.